Now, the Goldbergs. There's a strange world which exists within familiar ones we deal with every day. And it's only infrequently that we catch a glimpse of it. Molly Goldberg's been seeing a little of it from day to day as young Dr. Christopher Cater explores the inner world of Sammy Goldberg and Sylvia Ellison. Sammy and Sylvia are united in their unhappiness. And it is Dr. Cater who's trying to separate them from the bonds that tie them together. Results have altered from day to day, sometimes full of promise, sometimes very disheartening. Sammy's decided that the only effective then to make Sylvia fall in love with Dr. Cater, but that's Sammy's theory. And today, Sammy has an opportunity to embark on a little adventure which may solve the problem for him. It's in the morning, and Molly's already on the telephone.
Yes, Dr. Cater. Thank you very much. I'll see what I can do.
I wish I could go.
Very well. What's
very well?
I'll try. Goodbye.
Not your drive.
Yes, please. Dr. Cater wants to take Sammy and Sylvia out for a picnic.
Let him take Sylvia.
Why?
Because that's where his interest lies.
Well, he just wants Sammy to go because he thinks it'll be good for them to be together so that they can talk.
There's been enough talk.
Mama, darling, if she isn't in love with Dr. Cater, then I don't know what love is when I see it.
That suits me to a T. That suits me fine.
So where are you going, Jake?
My business only owned by itself, Molly. I'm not a retired merchant yet.
Set the table, Lily.
Tell him to come over for the milk.
Very well.
Wait until you see what Sylvia looks like when she comes in. But in his box, she was posing in the mirror in her bathing suit.
Bathing suit?
Mm-hmm.
How do you know?
I had to go in her room and tell her that Dr. Cater was on the telephone.
So, what is she taking her bathing suit for?
Because she looks good in it.
Is there a lake where they're going to picnic?
I don't know where they're going, but I suppose so.
She's wearing shorts.
You wear shorts also, no, Rosalie?
Also wear shorts. Shorts you also have.
Except for the table. Does Sammy know that Sylvia's gone?
I don't know.
But Dr. Cater wants Sammy to go.
Do you think he will?
I don't know.
Do you want him to go, Mom?
Of course I do. Sammy?
Yeah.
I was just going to update you.
Well, there were enough telephone calls this morning to wake up anybody.
You heard them?
Why?
Nothing. Only I would have called you to the phone if I knew you was up.
Well, I'm glad you saved yourself the trouble. It was Dr. Cater, wasn't it?
So you tell me? You're also invited, Sammy.
But I'm not going.
Rosalie, put something to the table. You want your breakfast? No, Pamela?
Just a glass of milk, Mom.
A little fruit to start? Why not?
Just milk.
I'll scramble you the way you like, huh, Pamela?
Please, Ma, just milk.
Just milk, Rosalie.
All right. I don't blame you if you don't want to go soon.
Milk. What's Pamela?
Papa leave already?
Yes, he left already. He rented the mill.
Does Sylvia know Dr. Cater asked me to go along with her?
I think so.
I'd like you some crackers, please, Sammy.
And the butter, too, Rosalie?
Oh, no, I'll get it.
I'll get it.
You bring butter, so you don't bring bread.
I'm sorry, Ma, but I didn't know.
You bring bread, so you don't bring back the butter,
Sammy. You mind if I have my breakfast with you, Sammy?
Why should I mind?
You think I want to gossip. I don't, because I know exactly how you feel.
Everybody seems to know exactly how I feel.
And I don't blame you.
What do you mean? Don't blame me for what?
Nothing, Sammy.
Only what?
If Sylvia's in love with Dr. Cater, then you wouldn't know it. And it ought to help you, Sammy. You don't have to feel obliged to her in any way anymore, Sammy. Not at all.
What's that?
Are you talking, Rosalie?
She's just giving me a little advice.
Oh. Sylvia? Morning.
Morning.
Chair, Rosalie. Push over the chair. Breakfast, Sylvia?
No, thank you. I haven't the time.
He's calling for you, isn't he?
Yes, but...
Wait for me, Sylvia. I'll change and go along with you. Or do you think it'll be too much for me? It may be too tiring for me, do you think?
I do, yes.
Why?
Because you're not well enough.
But then... No.
If you don't want me to go, I won't go.
The family I can.
Give me a good reason.
I didn't think you'd need a reason. The simple fact that I wasn't going along should have been reason enough.
But I want to go. If I stay, I'll think you're selfish for not wanting me to go.
And if I want to go along with you, it's too tiring for me. And if you want to go, it's because it's good for me.
Is there anything wrong in my going?
Of course not.
But do you think it's wrong for me to want to go?
It's not wrong for you to do anything. Henry. That's the great theory of your life, Sylvia. There's no reason to change it now.
Henry.
Go if you want to go. Dr. Cater is waiting for you. Hurry. Don't keep him waiting for a minute.
Hamlet, Dr. Cater did ask you to go.
Then why didn't she say so? I hope she never comes back.
Hamlet, this isn't only a picnic. It's all terrible.
Yes, yes, part of the medical treatment that we're both getting.
Hamlet, you meant what you said to Sylvie, Hamlet.
I didn't say anything.
You don't own Sylvie, Hamlet. So why should you speak as if you do?
I suppose you think the same thing. You and Dr. Cater both.
I don't think about what I don't know.
You don't have to hide it from me. You think I want to marry Sylvia to get back at her, to show her.
Did Dr. Cater said that?
Yes. And he said I wanted to marry Sylvia because of you. Because I wanted to show you how adult I was. Because I wanted to show you I could think and act for myself. He said I was a baby. A baby trying to escape my mother's authority and not caring who I hurt. He said I wanted to marry Sylvia to hurt her. To be cruel to her. Yes, so I could show you and her how strong and great I was. Oh, he made up a nice story for me. Do you think that's too much? Do you think that's what I am? Do you think I'm just the opposite of what I think I am? I don't know. I don't know why I want to do anything anymore. Why I fight you and Sylvia and Dr. Cato. Why I fight myself. I didn't think people could be so fooled about themselves. Not knowing what they were and what they could become.
There's more cruelty in the world today, Hamlet, than ever there was since the first good man lifted his hand against this nation. And people don't just decide to be cruel overnight. Shall I say it? They fall in it. One day they do one thing, one day they do the next thing, and each seems so natural and each seems so right. And after a while, the most horrible things are the easiest and the most natural. And why? Because the conscience goes to sleep, my friend. And only thinking, family, only trying to understand can bring it back to life. And that's why, family, you must think. Not the how are such things in me, but what am I doing? And why and what and for who? It's what Dr. Cater is doing. Don't try to blame yourself or don't try to praise yourself. Just try to understand yourself, Pamela. Pamela, they're twittling for you.
It's Dr. Taylor.
Go, Pamela. And it'll be good for you. Dr. Cater wants you to go, Pamela. I want you to go. He wants you because that's why he stopped for you, family. Rosie, get Pamela's sweater.
Shall I, Sam?
Get Pamela's sweater.
And so one of the strangest picnics that two young people ever took starts on its way. There's swimming, lunch, and the hot sun. And the oddest kind of conversation with startling results.